Supporters of the bill say it's necessary to protect mining company personnel from mining opponents who might seek to disrupt the bulk sampling process the Gogebic Taconite Company plans to carry out at the mine site. But Democratic State Senator Bob Jauch says there have been no threats against the company since an incident in June when protesters harassed mining engineers who were surveying the site. Jauch says the bill grants the mining company more rights than local residents.
It gives broad authority to the Department of Natural Resources to restrict large chunks of land for long periods of time in an unprecedented way, which will limit law-abiding citizens from enjoying the land that they have enjoyed for decades.
Democrats tried and failed to amend the bill to require the DNR to hold hearings in communities near the mine site before closing any forest land and to leave the final decision to the Natural Resources Board instead of DNR staff. State Senator Bob Wirch said the board is more sensitive to citizen concerns.
They have a vested interest in doing what's good for the resources and the state. The DNR leaders have a vested interest in doing what's good for the governor.
In a memo released this week, the DNR estimates about 900 acres of land near roads that lead to the bulk sampling sites could be closed as a result of the passage of the bill. It passed on a party-line vote. It now heads to the State Assembly. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.